Can you take these stones that are mukta and bring them up to the roof? If you have a beis hakiseh on your roof, can you bring them up to the roof? Rashi learns, mal lalosim achrov v'gag, im ola shom defanos, michashin latirchi yaseir solo. Question is a regular bathroom is one thing. You go to the beis hakiseh, but to start schlepping them up the stairs, maybe that's an extra tircha. Tosfos says it could be a bigger tircha to go outside. So, and what kind of tircha already is, what's it called? We'll see from the Gemara asks on this. Over there, there's no tircha. So Tosfos learns that the idea is if you have a beis hakiseh kavu on the roof, then you should have prepared all these things before Shabbos, and that necessitated carrying them and moving them extra. So maybe they only were matter to move them exactly as much as you needed, and if you could prepare it before Shabbos, you prepare it before Shabbos, and if not, you can't do it. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Gemara says, Amar Leh, Godel Kovet Abriya Shadokas Lo Sasa Shabbatora. Not to be able to take these stones and to wipe yourself properly will lead to embarrassing situations. And Kovet Abriya says, Doka Lo Sasa Shabbatora, it's Doka Surei Durabona, which are Musmach and the Pasuk Lo Sasa, which is what's it called, an asmachta, according to many Rishonim, that what's it called, you can't go against what the Chachamim say, and all of their Isurei Drabonon were based on that, and still it's Docha, even in Isur Drabonon, and therefore, even though it's Tircha Yaseir according to Rashi, or you could have done it from yesterday, since it involves Kovet Abrius, you're allowed to do it. Rashi Shadokas Lo Sase Dechsivi Salam Tamehem Prat Lezokin Veinuth Nifoda. Specifically by Hashavas Aveda, a person who's either a Talmud Chacham, and it's not Kovet HaTorah, or he's a Zokin, according to others. He's not an older person, and it's not Bakovet for him to get involved in returning this specific Aveda. He's Potter. And the Torah was careful about people's, people's Kovet. Tiltud Rabbanan is based on the lav of Lo Sosser, not to go against or go away from what the Chachom said. And that Isser is Nidcha because of Kovet Abrius. Gemara says, Yosef Mereimar, the Ka'omer Lola Hashmaisa, the Remeimer was saying over this Sugya, Eiste Ravina, the Remeimer, so Ravina asked him, Rav Elazar Omer, notel adam kisa mishalafonav, v'chassos boshinav, v'chachom romer lo yitl ele min ha'ovu shal behema. Rav Elazar said, you're allowed to take a sliver, even people, things are just on the ground, we don't say they're mukta. Right? A piece of wood, a piece of sliver of wood has no purpose to it, it's not a kli, and therefore it's mukta. And you're allowed to take it and use it to as a toothpick. And the Chachamim hold you're not allowed to move it unless you took it out of an Ebu Shel Behema. You took a piece of straw from a feeding bag of an animal, which is not Mukta. Right? That was set aside for animal feed. So you see that even though it's Kovet Abrius, that you have to pick your teeth, so you shouldn't look crazy with pieces of food in your teeth. So it's Kovet Abrius. Still, the Chachamim were not matter you to move Mukta l'shem Kovet Abrius, to pick your teeth, only if the thing isn't Mukta. So the Kash is from the Rabbanan. Rashi, Mishalafanav, Kismin Hamuton Agabikar, Kavalom, reading Mukta name. We don't say they're Mukta, according to Rabbi Elazar. You're allowed to take them. The Rabbanan hold no, they're Mukta, and you're not allowed to move them. Lachatzos litl habosar shebein hashinayim, to take the piece of meat that is stuck between your teeth, the lachatzos beinayim, and to make a space between your teeth instead of the meat. Min ha'avus shumuchan, only from something that was set aside for animal feed before Shabbos. Alma hen midu divrein v'makim kovet abrius. Shepam shenir v'chutz ha'gnayula. Sometimes you can see the meat between your teeth, and it's an embarrassing thing. Still, they weren't matter to move mukta for that sake. Gemara says, Hachi Hash, there's no comparison. Hasam Adam Kodam Koveya Mokam Lasuda. Hacha Adam Koveya Mokam Besakise. Over there, you know when you're going to eat, right? You know where you're going to eat, and therefore you can set aside before Shabbos toothpicks. But over here, you don't know exactly when, where, and when and where the call of nature is going to come that you're going to need a Beis HaKiseh. Based on this, Tosfos in Sukkah says that Bizman Hazeh, we all have Batei Kisos Kvuim, so then the Chara shouldn't be Mutter, right? Because everybody knows when, where they're going to go to the bathroom. They don't have a, they just go wherever they want. And then Tosfos says maybe not, because you never know if you set aside the rocks, how many are you going to need? Other people use the bathroom or whatever, so it could be even where you have a Beis HaKiseh Kavua, it's still not Yodua how much you're going to need. You can't set aside before. Now, shaking toothpicks, you have a pretty good idea how many toothpicks you're going to use or whatever, and other people don't use the toothpicks that you set aside. Okay. Rashi, Chasam Adam Koveya Slesuda Vahayalo Lohachin Shamayas, you should have prepared it from the day before. Hacha Adam Koveya Beis HaKiseh Bitmiya Tam Shemosi Adam Sham. He found some, finds somebody in the Beis HaKiseh he intended to use, but Holich L'Makom Acher, he goes to another one. The Acher, Beis HaKiseh Lohoyah Motsi Lohem B'Bateyim. They didn't have Beis HaKiseh in their homes. Show you Dorin B'Bateyim Ba'aliyah. They used to live on the second floor. Mipnei Dochak Batin, there wasn't room for living. They needed to live in a lot of people congested. So the Batei Kisos were outside, and therefore if you couldn't find one that was unoccupied, you went to another one. Okay, Omer Rav Huna, Osir Lefanos Besoda Nir B'Shabbos. You're not allowed to go to the bathroom in a plowed field. My time, Ilein Mishum Davsha, if it's because you shouldn't walk in somebody's plowed field because you beat down the ground and take away the mile of the plowing, right? By walking on the ground, you make it hard again. And the purpose of the plowing was to make it soft. I feel the Chol Nami. Why does that have to do with Shabbos? You can't even go to the bathroom in that kind of field during the week, if that's the reason. Right? The Ela Mishum, and it's Mashma, that's only on Shabbos you can't do it. The Ela Mishum Asogim. Because of what's it called, there's grass growing there. Vomeresh Lokesh, Sror Sha'olu Bo Asogim, Mutter L'Kanechbo. Resh Lokesh said that if you have a rock that had grass growing on it, you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself. However, if you, the kavana, take the grass and pluck it from the stone on Shabbos, you chayv achatas. We'll see 1 second. Rashi says that's lavdak. It's a guzma. Okay, so that what's it called can't be the reason because you're allowed to use clumps of earth or stones that have grass on them, and so that can't be the reason why you can't use a plowed field because there are clumps of earth with grass growing on them. You're allowed to use that. Ela Dilma Nokit Miloi Vishoda Latatoi. Mechayev Mishum de Rava. Omer Rava, Hoysel Oguma, the Tomum of the Bayis Chay Mishum Bona, Vishoda Chay Mishum Choresh. The reason is because we're afraid in a plowed field that you'll take a stone from a high place, and when you put it down, you'll put it in a low place, in a hole, and you'll even out the ground. And if you do that in a field, you're Chayev Mishum Choresh. So in a plowed field, there, the Indian of Choresh is Nogeya, and what's it called? By putting a stone and filling up a hole in the ground, which makes makes the ground more even and easierly plantable. That's Choresh. Rashi. Pesodanir Harisha Rishona Vomei Lizria. Sodanir is a field that's been plowed and prepared for planting. Mishum Davsha Pesod Chaveru, talking about somebody else's plowed field. Because if you walk in the field after it's been plowed, you compact down the earth by walking on it, and you defeat the purpose of the plowing. So Gemara says that can't be the reason, because then you couldn't do that during the week either. Since it's been plowed and it's moist, the grasses grow on the rocks. And when you use it to wipe yourself, you're going to, detach the grass. So Morris says, that's not true. You're allowed to use a rock like that with grass on it. You're not miskaven, it's dover sheinu miskaven. And the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that dover sheinu miskaven is mutter. But I told this man of miskaven, if you do it on purpose, chayiv, demokum gidulohu. Right? If you do it on purpose, you pull out the grass, you chayv achatas. Afapishu tsror ve'inu offer. Even though it's a rock and it's not earth, still you chayv. That's the place where that thing grows. You chayv achatas. Shokel miloi, mimokum gapshushis. You may pick off the, up the stone from a high place, from a mound. The shodi l'tatoi l'mokum guman. You may put it into a hole. Umash v'hacharish, and then you'll even out the ground. V'havi told of the chorish, and that is a told of chorish. The bayis shayach dinyan, in a house, if you do this on the floor, then it's like building the floor. The zeshe mash v'gumos binyan haritzbahu. And in the field, it's not binyan, but it's choresh. Okay, gufa. Omresh lakish. Sror sha'olu bo asodim, mutu lekaneach bo, v'hatolish mer v'shabes chayiv chatas. We said before that the Rish Lakish said that if you have a rock, that grass grew on the rock, you're allowed to use it to wipe yourself. But if you, on purpose, pull out the grass, you're chayiv chatas. Okay? Omara Papi, Shma Minoa Midresh Lakish, Hai Parpisa Shori Litutule. We can infer from Resh Lakish that you're allowed to move a flower pot which has things growing in it on Shabbos. You're allowed to move it around. Because just like you're allowed to take this rock that has grass growing from it, and it's on the ground. If you pick it up, so you separate it from the ground. Right? The shaila is like this. Things that are growing get yanika from the ground. Right? They get the vapors of the ground give them nourishment. And therefore, picking it up may be like tolish, like kotsa, like harvesting, because you're separating it from the ground. But we see from here that since it's not connected to the ground, it's just getting its yanika from the ground, picking it up is not a chiyuv. Because if it would be, then how could you pick up this rock with the grass on it? You're also separating it now from the yanika from the ground. Maskit l'orv kahana, im omru l'tzorech, yomru shalo l'tzorech. If they permitted it for a tzorech, when you have to use it to wipe yourself, there they permitted it. But shalo l'tzorech, what's it called? But stam, we're stam to move it around without a tzorech of kavod abrius, like we said before, that they didn't permit to move a flower pot with a hole in it around on Shabbos. Rashi. Midresh Lakish, the Omer Mutter le Kanechko, Velo Amrin and Sror Zeho, Asovim Sheolu Melachluchis Akarka, Hen Yotzin, Ukshmagbi and Hariuka Okra Migduleyan. Right, since this grass gets nourishment from the ground, even though it's on a rock, right? But as long as it's within close proximity to the ground, you're getting yanika from the ground. We don't say that you're not allowed to pick it up and use it for what's it called to wipe yourself. So high partisa ushich naku shazorubo. If you have what's it called a flower pot that has a hole in it, that's on the ground, that's also getting yanika from the ground. You're allowed to pick it up and move it around. Uvechuvas hagaonim otzasi shaosim choslos mikapos tmarim. What was this parpiso? It was a special kind of flower pot. They used to make flower pots out of what's it called? Kapos tamarim, out of lulavim, like what's it called? Baskets out of lulav leaves. Umemalan also offer the zevil behema, and they would fill it with earth and with fertilizer. The chav beis otesvav yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, and 22 days. 3 weeks or 2 weeks or tesvav yom Rosh Hashanah, osin kol echad ve'echad l'shem kol katan u'ktana shebabayis. They used to make a separate flower pot for every child in the house. Right, not the children made it; the adults made it for the children. The zorin l'tochan pul hamitzri o kitnis, and they would plant something that would grow very quickly, beans or whatever. The kolin lo parpisa, and that's what's called a parpisa. V'tzomeach, and it would grow within the 2 or 3 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Be'erav Rosh Hashanah, notul kol echad shelo, everybody would take their flower pot, umachziro sviras rosho, and they'd put it around their head seven times, the omer zeh tachazeh, zeh chalifosi, zeh tmurasi, umashlichu lenar. They would say, this flower pot, this plant, should take my place, and they throw it into the river. It's something similar to the kaporis that we do on Erev Yom Kippur. They used to do this on Erev Rosh Hashanah. That was called what? Combination of?
Tashlich.
Of Tashlich. Yeah, maybe. Parpisa, yeah. Shorli tutule, belong rin tolishu. You're allowed to move it around. We don't say that it's like you're pulling it off the ground. Litzorach kinuach kovet abris. right? For the tzorich, they were matrit, covered abrius. But if here it's not covered abrius, so any other tzorich they weren't matrit for. That's not called a tzorich. Amar Abaye, partisa hoil va'asal yadon lema b'milsa. So what's it called? Now that we're speaking about a flower pot, let's say something about it. If the flower pot was directly on the ground and you picked it up and put it on pegs, so now it's suspended above the ground, you're chayiv because of kotzer. You've separated from the ground, from its yanika, that's tolish. If it originally, when Shabbos came in, was on pegs, so it was separated from the ground, you put it on the ground, now you're chayiv for planting. Because now you reinstated the yanika, which is like planting. Rashi, chayiv mishum tolesh, de'eno nehenashu me'recha karka. It gets no yanika from the karka anymore. It doesn't get from the vapors that come up from the karka, doesn't get any yanika. The li nira dehai chayiv lav dafta. Rashi says, it can't mean that you're really chayiv min hatolesh. Ela osir. It looks like tolish, but it's not really tolish. The ichayiv mamish ka'amar, if it meant mamish ichayiv, litzorech hechishor rabbanon isur koris uskila mishum kinuach. The ma'aseh, really your chayiv, how could the rabbanon have been matter to use a stone which has grasses growing from it, to be matter to use it and move it if you're chayiv achatos? The rabbanon can be matur nisad the rabbanon. They can't be matur nisad the raisa because of kavod abrius. The domal of the seches Sanhedrin habo al goya chay mishum nashgaz. Moran Sanhedrin says that if you have relations with a goya, so you're chayiv mishum nida shifcha goya and zona. The lab mid the raisa, even though it says chayiv, it's not min haTorah. Ela mid the rabbanon. So you see that sometimes the Gemara uses the lashon chayiv. It doesn't mean min haTorah. It could also mean mid the rabbanon. So that's how Rashi learns. And he says, therefore, when they were matur to move that stone, they weren't matur nisadoraisa. The Rambam, on the other hand, says that you're chayiv, mamash chayiv achatas. So how in the world were they matur to do it? So some say that enochinami, the Rambam holds you aren't allowed to use a tzor. That's machlokas. And the one who holds that you're chayiv, this brisa says that you're chayiv achatas, Abaye, who said that you're chayiv achatas, would hold that you're not allowed to move around the tzor. That is, they argue. The Rambam Taka doesn't bring down the case of Tzror Likinuach. Others say that there's a difference between a flower pot where things are growing, which is earth, and that's considered Mechubar Lakarka, and a stone where things are growing, that's not considered earth. That the stone itself makes is a separation between the growing thing and the ground. So this stone is only Durabana, but a flower pot Taka will be Duraisa. What else is here? The shaila that the Achronim say, what's the shaila over here about picking up the flower pot? Not is what kotzer is. Is kotzer physically separating something that's connected to the ground? Then the flower pot isn't physically connected to the ground. Then that's not tolish. Or is tolish kotzer separating the thing from the ground from its yanika, like the nourishment? Then you don't have to separate it physically. And the Michas Chinuch wants to say in the beginning that that's only by kotzer there's such a shaila. But noteya, we know for sure, has nothing to do with actually physically planting something, because if you water plants, you're also chayiv mishum noteya. It doesn't have to be physically anything that helps the growth. So he wanted to say that according to everybody, if you put it on the ground, you're chayiv. But he brings out an Hagos Ashri that says no, that noteya and kotzer are exactly the same thing. If you're not chayiv mishum kotzer, you're not chayiv mishum noteya either. It's not. There's no difference between them. Either it means physically connecting it to the ground and physically taking it off the ground, or it means taking away the anika, and then you chayiv in both of them. Another shayla over here by a flower pot. What exactly? Why is a flower pot with a hole in it considered connected to the ground? Is it because the earth in the flower pot, since there's a hole, is considered mechubar lekarka? Right. So the earth in the flower pot becomes karka. And now anything's planted in there is planted in the karka. The flower pot doesn't become a separate entity. The hole makes the earth connected to the ground, and now it's ever in the earth, and the flower pot is connected to the ground. Or no, it's because of yanika. Because through the hole, the flower pot is separate from the ground. It's the things that are planted are in the earth of the flower pot, not the earth of the ground. But Lamaisa, it gets unique from the ground. That's what makes it considered connected to the ground. There's a lot of nafkaminas between the two. Okay, let's go on. Omer Yochanan. And also, there's another nafkamin over here. Is there a difference, right? Rashi said only the Rabbanan to pick it up off the ground and to separate the anika. So, what's it called? Some say that it has to be gimel tzvachim off the ground to separate the anika. Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it doesn't know where such a makor. If you pick it up even a little bit off the ground, you made the anika less. He also says if you put it on a table, then you're for sure chayiv. Then you separate the anika completely. Here you're just minimizing it, right? He says also maybe 10 tefachim is enough that, what's it called, separates it completely, and that's like putting on a tape. All these things are not clear, and there's a lot of machlokas here in Nechron. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, also the kaneat becheres b'shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to use a piece of earthenware to wipe yourself on Shabbos. My time. Elaim mishum sakona filu b'chol nami. Why Shabbos? Mashmi, you're allowed to use it during the week, but you can't use it on Shabbos. So if the reason is because sakona, you may cut yourself or whatever, it's sharp, so then even during the week you shouldn't use it, right? Or because of sakana of kishuv. No, Rashi said because you're going to cut yourself. Ela mishum kshotim, ela why it's because of magic, people are going to use it to make magic spells against you, right? Afilu b'chol nami, same thing, should be also during the week too. Ela mishum hashoras nimin. Right, Elamai, it's not because of either of those reasons. Not because of magic, not because of physical danger. But because we're afraid you may cut off hairs. It's a sharp thing. When you wipe yourself, you may cut off hairs off your body. Dover Shem Miskavenu. That's Dover Shem Miskaven. Shem Miskaven, and it's not a psikratia. Omer Lahur of Nosim Bar Oshia, Gavar Rabba, Omer Milsa, Nema Bataima. Right, so we can't find a reason why you shouldn't be able to use a piece of earthenware on Shabbos, but yes, use it during the week. So Rav Oshia said, Lamaisa, right, Rav Yochanan said it, he's in the Gavar Rabba, we have to find a reason. Can't just say that he said something that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, it makes sense, so we have to find a reason. Name of what time, I'll tell you a reason. Lo mi boya b'chol da'asar, he didn't mean to say it's only asar on Shabbos. He meant to say that it's asar even on Shabbos. What does it mean? Surely on Chol it's asur because of kishuv and because of sakon, right? But I might think that on Shabbos it's better than using something that's muktzah. A piece of earthenware, right, which had been part of a kli, is not muktzah on Shabbos, right? Anything that was part of a kli that broke either on Shabbos or before Shabbos doesn't become muktzah. So therefore, it has a toras kli, it has a use. It's not a muktzadik thing. So I might think that better to use this, even though it's a little bit of sakana, and it could be people use it for witchcraft, but those are not really usual things. It's possible. But better than being matir, moving muktza, it's better to use this. Kamash malah, no, that still you're not allowed to use that, even on Shabbos, and use the muktza instead. That's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. He didn't mean that it's only usher on Shabbos. It's usher to use all the time. But I might think that on Shabbos, they suspended that Isser in order not to be over the Isser of Muktzah. Kamash Malando. Rashi. Mishum Sakana, Shalo Yinotik Boshina HaKarkosha, She Tluya Bohem. Right? It's a sharp thing, and we're afraid you may cut the exit of your body. And what's it called? You'll cut yourself open. Mishum kshafim kilekamon b'shmaisim. The Gemara says later on how they used to use this for magic spells. Hashoras nimim shemeshir es haseyar b'meshu chodud. It's sharp, so it cuts the hairs. Davar shenem askavenu v'shamim le'Rav Yochanan. Davar davar shenem askaven mutter lekamon b'shmaisim. Later on, we see Rav Yochanan holds like Rav Shimon that davar shenem askaven is mutter. Rava masni lo mishum hashoras nimim. Rava said the reason you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos is because of you may come to tear off hairs. The kasha laid Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. And because of that, he had a kasha on this that Rabbi Yochanan said you can't use a piece of earthenware to wipe yourself on Shabbos because you may come to cut hairs, that Rabbi Yochanan contradicts himself. Miom Rabbi Yochanan also lekaneh becheres b'Shabbos, amadover shenem iskav and also. If you hold it, you can't use this to wipe yourself, it's because of Dover Shein and Miskav and Zoster, like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's not a psikration. The Homer of Yochanan Arlochik Stam Mishnah, Usna Nozer Chofefu Mefaspes Avalo Sorek, right? Rabbi Yochanan holds Arloch is like the Stam Mishnah, and the Stam Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. That a Nozer is allowed to part his hair put his fingers through his hair, right? Even though it's possible he'll pull out hair, it's not a psikresha, it's mutter. But he can't comb his hair because that's a psikresha. So you see that Dover Shein Miskavin, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter. Ela mechuvartik Rabbi Nosson Baroshia. Better the answer Rabbi Nosson Baroshia said that it's not because of Shabbos that we think that it's Osir. It's Osir for other reasons, Kishuv and Sakana, even during the week. But I might think on Shabbos, they said, better use this than use something that's Mokta. Kamash Malah, no. Mike Shothim, Rashi, see Rashi. Dover Shein HaMaskavin, who? Meshamin HaLeh Rav Yochan, Dover Shein HaMaskavin, Mokta L'Kamah Mishraisin, Lo Mi Boi B'chol, Shein Yisr Tiltul B'Tzroros, The Osir L'Kaneach B'Cheres, Mishum Kshothim, Shari Yochol L'Kaneach B'Tzror, I might think that during the week they asked her to use cheres to wipe yourself because of kshotim, right? Because you could use other things. There are other things to use. Use a stone. Avol the Shabbos hoil the ikatoris klialav lachtos bo or you can use it as a use. You can use it as a stoker for the fire or lachsof mayim migava or to use it to draw water a little bit with. Ema shaper dummy. Better you should use this the mut of sheikach yikaneach bo miltalkul sror. Better she used this than being metalkal mukta and stones. Kamash malon delo. Imishim sakon imishim shothim. That the chash of sakon and shothim is much stronger than the isser of mukta. It's still the mata the mukta because this is something that's not usable. Chofeth machlik saro. He parts his hair. Umafas face karpir. Karpir is, Rashi used the same word when it came to menapates. Menapates is, taking the wool and making it into strands, right? So the same thing, putting your hair, fingers through your hair. Have a low sorek, the master can't use a comb. The vade meisher, sir, that's a psikresha. A moder of shim psikresha, v'lo yomos. Have a chofei v'mufas based pamim sheino meisher. Uchshem meisher davar sheino miskavin mutter. Sometimes it doesn't pull out hair, and therefore your kavan is not to pull out hair; it's mutter. Okay. Mike shot him. What does this mean that with a piece of earthenware, there was an Indian of shot him? Ki hodar of Chizdav Rabba Bar Avuna, haviko azli ba'arva. Rav Chizdav and Rabba Bar Avuna were taking a boat trip. Amru luhu hahim atrenisa, osvan ba'daihu. So a certain matron came to them, a Goya, and she said, let me go with you. Right? Below osvua, they didn't let her on the boat. So Amra I Milsa Asarto La Arva. So she said some kind of magic thing and the boat couldn't move. Amru Inu Milsa Sharyuha. So they said something, some magic thing, and they freed the boat from her magic spell. The Baal Shem Tov, and there's others that say there's a girsa like this, they didn't say some kind of magic spell, right? Because her magic is awesome. So Rashi says it wasn't magic. They shamed Tahara. They used shamos of the Rabbanu Shalom, right, to do this, not Kishu. But the Baal Shem Tov says that the Girsa and the Gemara was not Milsa, but Inu Milas, without the Yud and without the Aleph, Mem Lametov, Mechashefa Lo Sechaya. That's what they said. They said a Pasuk, Mechashefa, and the Pasuk was so strong that it took away her magic spell. Sharyuha, and they took off the boat. Amr lahu, my avid lahu, right, what can I do to you, right? I'm powerless against you. The lo mekaneach lahu b'chaspa, because people have power over other people with magic spells when they use, the earthenware for wiping themselves. That's one thing that puts them under the power of other people for magic spells. The lo kot lahu kina amonaihu, another thing is when you kill lice on your clothing. Don't throw it off, but kill it on the clothing is also something that makes you vulnerable to magic spells. Another thing is to take a piece of vegetable from a tied up bundle of vegetables and not untie the bundle but pull out the vegetable and eat it, that also makes you vulnerable. You don't do any of those things. You don't use earthenware to wipe yourselves with. You don't kill kinim on your clothing. And you don't pull out the vegetable without untying the package. Rashi. Amra Milsa, she said something. Amantra Nisa Nachrisa, she was a Goya. Amra Milsa, the Kshofim, Vasarta La Arva, Velozazim Koma, the boat couldn't move because of her magic spell. Amra Inu Milsa, Alide Shem Tahara. And they said another magic spell. Or they said, Mechashef Alo Sechayim. Right, I have no power over you with my magic, because you don't wipe yourself with a earthenware. You don't take vegetables like onions or garlic or leeks. That they used to tie these vegetables into bundles, the ochlim, and then people would tear out one at a time from the bundle and eat it. Those kind of people were vulnerable to magic spells. You first untie the bundle. We see from here that all these things are make a person vulnerable to magic spells.